This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the post-election edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Kevin and Daniel keeping us cranking, taking your calls. I really want to know what your big takeaway is from last night. What your, you wake up this morning, you saw the results you were looking for last night in one issue or another, one candidate or another, and you thought what? What is the overwhelming emotion that you're feeling today? 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I also think maybe we should, sort of in a neighborly, kind way, offer some advice for the Democrats in North Dakota. Because if we pulled out the results of the last, 10 election nights for Democrats in North Dakota, it's not a good picture. It's not a good picture. What are they doing wrong? I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea to have a good competitor. It makes you better, right? In other words, if you run the field, you run the table every time, you can get a little complacent. And yet if you have somebody nipping at your heels and you're constantly aware of that, makes you better. You get better. You're sharp, right? And Republicans don't have that. They've obviously been rewarded by the voters of North Dakota for the good governance that the state has. People are comfortable with it. There is a bit of a West versus East divide. That's not new, although I think Republicans closed that gap a little bit. If you look at the Heidi Heitkamp race, certainly. I should go back and compare the last the last election and a few others. I don't believe that they gained ground. I think they lost ground in the valley. I think my advice to Democrats in North Dakota would be rather simple. There is a Western North Dakota. That's what I would tell them. And I guess I'd repeat it, a few times so it really sunk in. But there is a Western North Dakota. And what you're peddling is not flying. I mean, it's like time to pull in the shingle and we're done, right? We it's not working. The message isn't there. Heidi Heitkamp last night, Kevin or Todd, if you guys could find her address last night, I meant to do this before the show and I just remembered. She talked to the crowd in Fargo and she said something to the effect of, we lost this race because of rural North Dakota. This race was lost in rural North Dakota, something like that. And then in the next breath, she's talking about having fought for farmers and this trade war is hurting them. And we got to keep that in mind and everything else. I'm thinking, well, where do you think farmers live? I think farmers live in rural North Dakota and they didn't vote for you. So what you were presenting in the way of solutions came across as political gibberish rather than a global view of, what is the problem. The other thing I think we need to keep in mind, $25 million is what was spent on her behalf. I shouldn't say that. It's more than $25 million because the $25 million is her campaign funds. That's what she raised. There are all kinds, Chuck Schumer and many others putting in dollars as well. So I don't know the total dollar spent, but it's an obscene amount of money. And Kevin Cramer was outspent 5-1. 5-1. Everything but the kitchen sink thrown at him. You pay your wife, you pay your family, you raise your own salary. You had to go to court because you're getting campaign funds from people you regulate. Never mind, it was thrown out of court. Just one after another. Didn't work. Did not work. 5-1. And do you know he has a distinction? I hope he doesn't know this yet. I hope he hasn't looked, because we want to be the first to tell him in the talk radio town hall next hour. He has a distinction of the biggest win. The biggest win among Republican Senate candidates last night in all those battleground states, which is one of the reasons I think the polling was showing this and things got a little quiet on the national front. You couldn't even get them to mention it anymore. But it doesn't matter. Election night turned out just fine for Congressman Kevin Cramer, now Senator-elect Kevin Cramer, for sure. So that was a big one. Measure one to me is a huge disappointment. I think it's an example of, you get a bunch of outside money, you put some flowery language on a ballot, and, if enough folks in a busy election cycle with a lot going on don't have a chance to pay attention to it, they're going to win. We have to reform how we do initiated measures. We really do. It's a bit of a mess. Measure three, I know a lot of folks breathing a sigh of relief that that went down big, but measure one is going to be litigated. It's going to be a mess. I mean, South Dakota has seen this movie before, and it ended up getting overturned in court, and they put a different version on the ballot, and I would imagine something like that's going to happen here as well. We'll continue to watch that. Bill O'Reilly is going to join us in the program. We'll talk a couple of minutes about his new book. He always has great books, but also a majority of the time about anything, on our mind here today that you want to talk about. Certainly the election and what that looks like and what he's up to and all that. So Bill O'Reilly coming up in just a bit today on the program. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your emails. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Give me a call and tell me your top takeaway from last night. Wherever that was, that hot Senate race in McKenzie County, we talked to Matt Johansson. I was worried about that one. The voters of McKenzie County had enough with the Keystone Cops antics of Gary Schwarzenberger, and he's defeated soundly last night there. Different pockets. Al Carlson lost. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, came in fourth place in a four-person race in that one. So that's, I think, something a lot of folks politically are talking about as well. One texter says, North Dakota just sent a crystal clear message of what it means to be a true North Dakotan. We are so Republican strong tonight. Praise the Lord. Thanks for the text. That was a message. It is a crystal clear message, and Congressman Cramer, Senator Cramer, is going to go to Washington with that message, no doubt about it. Another says, we are thrilled with the victory for North Dakota and for all the causes that Kevin will stand for. God bless you, Scott, for your participation in this victory. He will stand and for the kingdom of our Lord and Savior. I appreciate you very much. And your comments, and welcome others here this morning on the program. And as I always do, after elections, I take in the wonder of North Dakotans who recognize these aren't human things, but there's a higher power that's part of that. Jesse in Hazen wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Jesse. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. appreciate all your guys' coverage on the elections, national, statewide. I'd like to ask you guys to keep an eye on Mercer County here. We had a total crap storm up here with our election. As the news has covered, we had issues with our mail-in ballots. They were missing a name. So then we had to get sent second ballots. A number of people didn't get those second ballots in time, so were forced to try to vote at the actual polls. We had one polling location in Beulah with one registration table. Starting at noon yesterday and including in the last evening, there were people waiting in line for well over 2 hours to even start to vote. I know a number of people, we're talking high double digits, that walked away from the polls and did not cast their vote in Mercer County. We had a six-person race for three positions on the county commission, and that the third position that made it on the commission was a fairly close race between the bottom four candidates. I know, and them bottom three candidates that didn't win, I didn't vote for them. But I know if I was one of them three, I'd be demanding a special election and fix this. It's a mess up here. And everybody from outside of Mercer County, Mandan, Dickinson, all over the state, is commenting all over Facebook and making comments in the media that, well, are you idiots? Why can't you just vote early? There's a big issue up here with this election that people don't understand. And if you guys could dig into that story, and I don't think this election in Mercer County is over. We got a mess.
Appreciate that, Jesse. Thank you for updating us on what's going on there. We will keep tabs on that. Cabot in Williston, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, if the Democrats in North Dakota actually want to get votes, they need to have policy. They can't just throw mud at their opponent. If you have no policy, if you have nothing to stand on, then why the heck should we vote for them?
Yeah, something needs to be done. There's no doubt about it. Let me get Trent in here in Newtown for his take quick. Trent, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I would just like to say that I think Heidi ruled out the oilfield workers that live up here and have moved to North Dakota and love the state and have lived up here several years. And a lot of us brought our values with us. And also,
hang on one sec, Trent. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More after this.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and Alexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with Tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at Go Wireline today. Looking for a great career? This is a great company. Go Wireline /careers. Check it out online. And 21 and older, willing to go to work. They'll train you. They are they're really a great, great company that you'll be with a long time. About 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. These guys have been around a long time. North Dakota company, North Dakota made, GoWireline.com. So Trenton in Newtown will share his thoughts on the election last night. Your calls welcome, too. Bill O'Reilly is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, get his take on the election and talk a little bit about his new book. And then Congressman Kevin Cramer, now Senator-elect Cramer, at a little after 10 to take your calls, questions, and comments. Send us your comments by text for Todd, 226-8503. For me, 367-2054. Here's one that just came in. When are you going to be in Bismarck to talk about the Norway trip? I will tell you that is tomorrow, right? Yeah, it's the 7th of days. Yeah. Tomorrow, the 8th, in Bismarck at the Woodhouse Restaurant from 5:30 until 7. Just a free, informal, informational meeting to talk a little bit about it. We've done this before for the trips to New York. This is the first time we've done a Norway tour, but we're going to be actually tomorrow night, Bismarck, Woodhouse Restaurant, 5:30 to 7. My wife and I invite you to come on by and just chat. We'll have brochures. Fargo on the 12th, 5:30 to 7. Grand Forks on the 16th, 5 to 6:30. It's, by the way, Pizza Ranch Fargo, Pizza Ranch Grand Forks, 5 to 6:30 on the 16th. November 27th, 5:30 to 7. And Minot, November 29th at the Badlands, 5:30 to 7. Okay? Any questions, just zip me an email, scotth at flagfamily.com. And if you don't even want to wait for the meetings, you want to get one of those spots, Carol Juven is the man to call at Juven Tours, 701-237-9000. There, I answered my text. Now back to Trenton. Trenton, during the break, I checked to see what McKenzie County, the epicenter of oil and gas development in North Dakota, voted for Kevin Cramer last night was 71%. So to go to your point, it's pretty strong. 72 in Williams County. 72, the two mega oil counties. So that suggests you're exactly right about oil country. And your take was that Heidi Heitkamp, the Democrats, just blew you off, didn't care enough about, well, in fact, blew you off. They tried to do voter suppression in the oil patch, for crying out loud. Yeah, that whole Hunter thing wasn't about hunters. That was about folks that moved here for jobs saying, hey, if you go home, you're not going to be able to hunt. That's what that was. It's voter suppression for the oil community, which to me is despicable.
Yep, which goes back to Jim Crow tactics that the Democrat Party's been using ever since they was founded.
Yeah, and sadly, that's the case. And yet, what do you hear in the media?
Oh, Republicans don't want people to vote. You got to have an ID and, the address for the license is unfair. And, all this blah, blah, blah from Democratic leaders, in my mind, trying to enslave Native Americans to say, you need us. You need us. Lay out the rules, have them be common sense, and let the chips fall where they may. But no. They got to pull it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a wonderful show, and congratulations to Kevin Cramer. Glad he made it.
Thank you, Trenton. 800-228-0550. Let me look at a couple other counties. Was it McIntosh County? Todd, Ashley, I think they have the highest in the state for Trump. Last go around. That was in McIntosh. What was it again?
Yeah.
Was it McIntosh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look at it. 6731 Cramer.
Anybody in McIntosh County, I'll be down there Friday, by the way, Friday afternoon.
Are you going to go down and have some sausage?
Well, I'll have to stock up, yeah. No doubt.
Logan County, 75% Cramer. Lemoore, 58-41. Kidder, 71-28. Hedinger, 77. There's a new high one so far. 77-21. Griggs County, 56-43. Back to the Valley. Grant County, 72-26. Grand Forks County goes Heitkamp, 53-46. No surprise there. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Golden Valley, are you ready? 80% to 19 in Golden Valley. There's the new high water mark. Foster County, 63-35. Emmons, 78-21, Cramer. Eddy County, 5444. Dunn County, 7325. Divide, 6039, Kramer. Dickey, 5741, Kramer. Cavalier, 6039, Kramer. Cass County, 57, Heitkamp, 41, Kramer.
In case anybody wondered why President Trump kept coming to Fargo, that's why.
A good point, Todd, because that's what you do in elections.
Exactly.
You find the place where you need to get the vote out, and although I was glad to see that Donald Trump Jr. did go to Williston and, you know, recognize Western North Dakota. That was great. You know, also one of the problems through much of the campaign is the airport in Bismarck was not able to accommodate Air Force One because of the runway construction.
But judging from the vote, it didn't need to.
Right, and I guess they kind of know that. Burley County, 6137 for Kramer. Burke, 7523. Bowman, 7424. Botno, 6534. Billings, 79-20, nipping at the heels of Golden Valley. Benson, 62-36. Barnes, 49-49, just by a handful of votes goes to Heitkamp. Adams, 68-31, Kramer. And, of course, the total ended up 55-44, 11 points. 11 points in that race. Isn't that amazing? What's your take on last night? 271.
Huh?
Where did I get 271, do you think? I was just trying to think, like, 271. 271.
All those numbers look alike after a while, don't they?
So, I guess it's our local Fargo number, but that's why. Speaking of the local Fargo number, we last night had a little election party. Todd did, too, but his was at the studio. Ours was actually at the OB Sports Diner, which is a fun spot in downtown Fargo, if you're ever in Fargo. And we invited people to join us, and we had a fun crowd. It's just so, in my mind, nice to be with people that... You know, share your values. They're excited. They're fired up. They're wanting to know what happened. It's just fun. So we have a live studio audience for our little election coverage last night, and we decided to give away some tickets. We had Bison basketball tickets. Emily Roberts won those. We had Vikings tickets. Vikings tickets for the Vikes Miami game. Betty Scheidegger won that. And then tickets for UND hockey go to Dean Roberts. And We'll be calling those folks to give you all the details, but just wanted to get out the lucky winners from last night's election party results, which was kind of fun as well. All right, let's see here. What do we have for more text? I want to get to some others. So voter suppression is okay for Native Americans. No, it's not okay. That's what I'm saying. It's never okay. But what my point was, in case I wasn't real clear, which is possible, is that the Democrats politically use the potential voter suppression against Native Americans for a political tool. And meanwhile, they were doing exactly what they were cautioning against with hunters and folks in the oil patch. You don't see that as hypocritical and despicable? Opens the eyes. Come on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour, number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The big takeaways from the results from the midterm elections: Republicans keeping control of the U.S. Senate, while the Democrats will now control the U.S. House, though there wasn't a blue wave, as some were predicting. Still, Kellyanne Conway, the presidential advisor, says it means President Trump will only try harder to work with Democrats now.
Well, the president already has shown in the first couple of years, Ed, that he's willing to meet the Democrats. So he has shown that when he elevates an issue and leads, that they follow. They will join with him.
President Trump to hold a news conference at 11:30 Eastern this morning. People who usually skip out on midterm elections can say they made a difference this year, as exit polls indicate 16% of those who voted were doing so for the first time in a midterm election. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it. It's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Doesn't love a great deal, and our friend Mike Lindell, the founder of the Minnesota company that now ships pillows all across the globe, millions of them. Mike Lindell really has some nice things for our listeners here on What's on Your Mind. So anybody within the sound of my voice, up to 50% off everything they sell, and that new mattress topper, that's the best deal. We're going to give you 30% off plus two standard pillows. It's a good deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-226-8503, and they'll take care of you. You just tell them promo code Scott, and they're going to give you a very good deal. By the way, I want to also tell you that your texts are welcome. Congressman Kevin Cramer, now Senator-elect Cramer, will be here next hour for that. Here's a text that says, I'm very unhappy about Aaron Oban's win, but happy about McCaskill's loss. There's a new one, a legislative loss in Bismarck paired up with a Senate loss in Missouri. Interesting connection. Appreciate that. A few of you are also asking for other counties. We'll get to you, too, coming up here in just a little bit to find out what's happened. Another texter, sorry, I'm not as optimistic as Scott is today in North Dakota. Democrats maintaining and gaining seats is dang right puzzling. Also, that Senate race, even though it's the largest margin, it's still concerning that that many people of North Dakota voted for Heidi. It's an 11-point win for Cramer. I don't know how you can be down on that. Hey, we are thrilled to welcome to the program a guest that has had just an incredible amount of success in broadcasting and publishing. Really, I'd say unmatched, combining the two. He has, of course, anchored for decades the O'Reilly Factor, led the program to the status of the highest-rated cable news broadcast in the nation, 16 consecutive years. His website, BillO'Reilly.com. Followed by millions all over the world. It's how we stay in touch now. In addition, an astonishing 14 number one ranked nonfiction books, including the historical Killing series, 17 million books in print. And Killing the SS, The Hunt for the Worst War Criminals in History, is now on the bestseller list, too. So that's pretty neat. Bill O'Reilly, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Fine, Scott. Thanks for having me in. And SS is number one on the New York Times list on Sunday, and I appreciate you mentioning it.
Yeah, absolutely. Number one on the best-selling list for the New York Times, so pretty amazing. Do you think the New York Times has to cringe when they print that paper and put you at number one?
They don't. They don't like me because I'm not a far-left loon. But the folks like the Killing series, Killing the SS. Some say it's my best book. And this is the 15th number one bestseller I've had, which is unprecedented. So we hope everybody in North Dakota checks it out. You've got an exciting political landscape up there, huh?
We do, yeah. It's you know, North Dakota has been Trump country. Obviously recognize, I think, the Trump phenomenon early on. Highest approval rating for the president often comes to North Dakota. And his margin here pretty extraordinary in the last election. So yeah, it's fun to watch. I also appreciate the president's been here a bunch, vice president too. I mean, North Dakota's no longer flyover country, which it was under Barack Obama.
The oil and energy industry up there obviously booming, and Trump is behind that. And also, North Dakota is a culturally traditional state, and I think if you look at the map of the United States and how people are voting, a lot of it is in personal belief systems rather than policy. And, you know, we're in a social civil war, Scott, you know that. So people in North Dakota see it one way, and then you get down to Colorado and they see it another way. It would take some extraordinary leader to bring all Americans together, that's for sure.
Yeah, and yet, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats thread that needle. Now they have the House. I, for one, am glad, because having a slim majority, nothing gets done anyway. Now Democrats actually have to get something done, and they're responsible for doing some things. But they'll have a colossal battle between, the Pelosi wing and the other folks there. And what do you predict will happen with the Democrats now holding the House? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, the most important thing for the country is the Senate, in the sense that Donald Trump now gets to appoint more federal judges. And the judges are really the only ones, not the politicians, could put the brakes on the PC culture that, in my opinion, has done unbelievable damage to America. And we talk about this every day on BillO'Reilly.com. I do analysis every night on the website. Byron York has a interesting column in the Washington Examiner today saying that the real power in the country is in the appointment of federal judges, and that Donald Trump has appointed more of them in a shorter period of time than any other modern president. And this will continue now, because you're not going to have John McCain and Flake and Corker, or people like that, Republicans in the Senate, dissenting from Trump. Susan Collins still will in Maine. But he's got a really solid majority now in the Senate. So those judges, he's going to appoint them, and they're going to be people who want due process, who want the presumption of innocence, who are not going to rule on what their personal belief system is. They're going to rule on what the Constitution says. And that is a big, big thing that's been overlooked by most political pundits in the election we had yesterday.
No, you're absolutely right. How about in the House? I mean, what is the danger there? That is to go into impeachment mode, investigation mode, and continue the yelling and screaming and mob mentality, is that the danger for them, because it wouldn't play well 2 years from now?
Well, you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, Pelosi came out. Pelosi's not stupid. I mean, she may be far out leftist, but she's not dumb. And she said, we're not going to impeach Trump. I don't want that to happen. Because she knows, and the Democratic Party knows, that most Americans want to make a living. They don't want chaos in the government. Okay? And if you have no chance to remove Donald Trump from office, and you don't, because it would take two-thirds of the Senate to remove him, why are you bothering with this nonsense? Why are you creating chaos in the federal system? And independent voters are going to see that right away, and they're going to go, you know, we don't want this, and that's going to perhaps reelect Donald Trump in 2020. So Pelosi knows that. So I think that the press, which wants the impeachment, you got to understand, the national media desperately wants that for their ratings on TV and their circulations in the paper. They want as much resistance and disturbance as possibly can be given. So they'll push it. But I'm not so sure that the House is going to go along with that, because Pelosi's pretty tough. She's going to say, look, if you go against me, you can forget about getting funded 2 years from now. So I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
By the way, President Trump has already tweeted today his support for Nancy Pelosi. So
yeah,
he's having
some fun. Isn't that funny? So it's all politics. Everybody knows the gamesmanship. And Trump's going to give a press conference later on today. He'll try to be a little bit more conciliatory, I predict. But Trump still holds a vast amount of power. He's been weakened a little bit, but not a lot.
Donald Trump was very instrumental in recruiting Kevin Cramer, the congressman from North Dakota, who flipped the Senate seat to Republican last night by a big margin, 11 points. And the president had Kevin and his wife and son into the Oval Office. And after that, Congressman Cramer said no. And then something happened. Heidi Heitkamp voted on the pain-capable abortion bill in the U.S. Senate and high-fived Chuck Schumer after it. A photo was snapped. It's been viral. The pro-life community has shot this out. And in internal polls in the Cramer campaign, she never led after that point. It goes way back before he was even in the race. And back to the social civil war, North Dakotans obviously overwhelmingly pro-life. I wonder how this movie ends. How do you settle this debate? I mean, it's so ugly. It's so different. Where are we going with this?
Well, number one, I think Heitkamp sealed her doom with the Kavanaugh vote. So, I mean, I'll submit to you, I've been to North Dakota a number of times, that most people in your state want due process and weren't buying the unbelievable attacks on Kavanaugh. So once Heitkamp said, no, I'm buying into this, even though there's no corroboration, I want to destroy him and his family by extension, I think that was the end of her. It doesn't end while Donald Trump's on the scene. I mean, if he gets reelected, so you're going to have the tremendous division driven by the corrupt media for another 6 years, for sure. If he were to lose and it was a Democrat who was moderate and Biden is positioning himself in that place, I'm not sure. I think people would be angry. Conservative Americans certainly angry. They don't want Democrats in power. But it would really take a leader to heal the huge division in America right now, a very strong JFK type person.
Jeff just sent a note, said, tell Bill that we love his wisdom. Bill O'Reilly with us today on the program. Are we going to see you again on cable, or is that a medium of the past? I know you're doing a ton of stuff at BillO'Reilly.com.
Once Trump leaves the stage, and I don't really know what I want to do. I'll tell you, Scott, and it's very kind of you to have me on your program. There's not been one day where I've gotten up and said, gee, I wish I could go back and do cable news every day and have to have security follow me home and big guys surround my children when I go into public. And that's what I had to have for 20 years. I got threatened every day of my life. All right, I have 8 lawyers. I mean, do I want to continue that lifestyle? I did it for more than 20 and a half years at Fox. 16 number one in an uninterrupted. I miss the folks. And I think they miss me, but I'm on BillO'Reilly.com every night. I don't answer to anyone. I run my own news operation now. It's a growing and quickly growing situation. So I'm pretty content on where I am, but you never know what's going to happen. There is certainly opportunity in the cable news universe for somebody to come in and, put on a different kind of network.
The book is called Killing the SS, The Hunt for the Worst War Criminals in History. What can we learn today from this book on the bestseller list?
Evil.
Number one.
It's all about evil. We're seeing a rise of evil in America. We're seeing people go into synagogues, churches, and schools and gun down innocents. We're seeing tens of thousands of people in the city of Chicago shot by drug gangs. We're seeing clerics abuse children. Evil. All of it's evil. In Germany, they looked away from the evil. The population did not confront it, and the rest is history. And the SS were the worst, the lowest, the most brutal people, and a lot of them got away. And they were helped by powerful forces to get away. And then they had to be tracked down. The book's a thriller. Once you open that book, you won't put it down. But the primary overarch on the book and the reason I wrote it is to tell people there's evil in this world.
There is.
And we have to confront it.
Bill O'Reilly, you're a great American. Keep up the great work. We appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, I hope so, Scott. Thanks again.
Bye. Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Set of wheels, and it's Wednesday. I'll tell you about some wheels at Puckless, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Listen to this. One owner, local trade. That's what they're famous for, Puckless. This is a 2001 Dodge Ram 2500 SLT quad cab pickup. So this is a three-quarter ton with that famous Cummins diesel engine in it. 149,149. In the mileage, nothing, obviously, for that motor. Great shape, no rust, great interior, good on the form, on the farm or the work site. It is sharp, too, silver color. And how's this for a deal? It's already marked to sell at $99.95, but if you stop in today, say, hey, Scott told me about this great deal. They'll take more than $1,000 off and drive it home for $88.88. Hop online, check it out at PucklitzValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself, 721 West Main Avenue, And, of course, Pucklich Bismarck as well. Pucklich.com, North Dakota's home for heavy. 10 before the top of the hour. Bill O'Reilly was engaged, wasn't he? All fired up about this. It's nice to hear him again. I miss him. I do. I have a boatload of texts. Todd does, too. So why don't I go there? You can also call us at 258-0550-701. 258-0550. The Democrats lost in North Dakota, says a texter, because we like someone who has morals or values representing us. Texter, what do you mean? What are they doing wrong? They're Democrats. Build the wall and deport them all. Well, I'm saying politically, you have to say the Democrats are in the wilderness in North Dakota. What do you think they need to do differently? That's what I was asking. What would change their political fortunes? What are they doing wrong? I gave you my take. They can't ignore Western North Dakota. They can't not recognize that the Faith Family Freedom Coalition is Western North Dakota. That's why it's bright red. Another text, the most important thing on Election Day, plus one. What can we do to limit the negative impact of Measure 1? Good question that we'll be tackling in the coming days. Absolutely couldn't agree anymore. Because that is not good. Not good at all. Another texter on this says, my biggest takeaway, North Dakota lost big last night. Wow. With both Fargo and State Measure 1's passing, Fargo had a Measure 1 approval voting. So if you put 20 people on the ballot, you can vote for all 20. Whoever gets the most votes wins. That's on the ballot. Measure 1, approval voting, all funded, like we're talking 90-plus percent out of state. Texter goes on to say, we have irreparably harmed our political system for decades to come, and the left grabs more power. Very concerned about it. I hear you. Pat in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Pat.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
See, I'm just wondering if Heidi Heitkamp hears her constituency now. I mean, I believe that Heidi Heitkamp saw the handwriting on the wall, and so she voted no against Justice Kavanaugh to keep the door open with her D.C. liberal buddies so she could head to Washington, D.C., a.k.a. Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad. And I'm just wondering if you think she's going to leave the state and take her brother with her. Thank you.
No idea. No idea. She has a, you know, a seven-figure residence in Washington, D.C. Byron Dorgan and Kent Conrad didn't come back. They doubled down. She will have, I would guess, a lot of money left over and can use that for advocacy and other things and expenses related to a cause. So hard to say. I think she cashes in largely on the Kavanaugh vote and doesn't stay in North Dakota, in my view. Although her husband's a physician here, so yeah, it's hard to say. But they've been apart, too. So, Chris in Watford, well, she was a senator, obviously. Chris in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, so I actually am very optimistic. I think what Mr. O'Reilly said was accurate. I woke up this morning. I'm kind of bummed. I was a Schwarzenberger supporter. We didn't win. But, you know, all things to the victor. But we are in control of the Senate, the Supreme Court, the House. Or, I'm sorry, the Senate, Supreme Court, the White House, with a line on growing the Supreme Court and federal judges. I can't see how we're in a bad position. The House can scream all they want. They can do whatever they want. They can act the fool. And all they'll do is help President Trump get reelected. Because they'll compare his first 2 years of getting it done to his next 2 years of obstructionism and say, I need it back. And we'll come in 2 years with a Trump 2020, and he'll have both houses.
I agree. I think the House win for Democrats is a good thing for Republicans long term. I also couldn't agree with Bill O'Reilly or you more on the judges being as important as they are. We have a social civil war in this country. He's exactly right. And the Supreme Court has stirred that pot. So if we can fix that, we fix a lot. John in Rugby, what's on your mind?
Well, I just of course, very happy. And I'm just kind of like one of those justice prevails type things regarding Heitkamp because, you know, she You know, I'm proud of North Dakotans for saying no. No, you cannot go do what you want to do. You can't cozy up to Chuck Schumer. This is about the great compromise. This is about us having our culture, New York having their culture. If you conform to New York's culture versus ours and make that vote, you're going to pay a price. She paid that price for two or three different votes that just really slammed our culture, our conservative nature in this state. That's why they set this up this way. Our founders, they knew exactly what they were doing, giving us power in the Senate. She abused it. She abused her constituents.
And it's one term and ta-ta. Thank you, John and Rugby, for all your passion. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex Superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.